You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. Hello, everybody. I'm Allison Sutter from MLB.com. And lots going on with the Giants, so we're going to bring in Chris Papp to talk about what has been happening with these guys lately. First of all, Chris, kind of a bummer for Casey McGee. Not shocking that he was designated for assignment and that he accepted that assignment to go to AAA. So interesting things just about between him and Matt Duffy, who is the incumbent third baseman who kind of won the job by just being awesome. So Casey seemed to be kind of mentoring Matt Duffy, and even after this all happened, took him aside and said, don't worry about it. Can you give us some insight to that?
Yeah, to an extent he wasn't mentoring Matt Duffy. I can't say it was a, when you think that word mentor, you think of somebody who's, you know, constantly, maybe, you know, figuratively got his arm around you or whatever, or mentally, or, you know, even literally. But it maybe wasn't that kind of thing, but like Matt was saying last night, if he was positioned a certain way and Casey thought he should have been positioned another way, Casey would whistle at him and say, you know, back up a step, move over a step, that sort of thing. Would give him tips, pointers on how to play third base, because until this year, Matt had almost never played third base. He had played third base, I think, three or four times last year at AA Richmond, and then, you know, whatever experience he had this year. So it's been, you know, baptism by fire, so to speak, and Casey McGee really did help Matt out, you know, getting acclimated to third base. And the fact that Matt has mostly played a pretty darn good third base is just a testament to his athletic ability. But, you know, they developed a little bit of a bond, Matt and Casey did. And so, you know, last Sunday when the Giants announced that they designated Casey for assignment, one of the first things Casey did was pull Matt Duffy aside in a equipment room in the visitor's clubhouse there at Coors Field and say, hey, you know, this is your job now. Don't feel bad. This is how I, you know, got my job. I guess, you know, Casey had supplanted Bill Hall in Milwaukee, you know, several years ago. And that's how Casey, you know, became a major league regular. So it's kind of like this, you know, major leagues. It's kind of like the circle of life, to use that phrase from the Lion King. You know, this is business part of the circle of life. The veteran Dave Wade, the promising rookie, but the veteran is, in this case, being very gracious about it. I think, you know, Casey McGee scored a lot of points, so to speak, with the way he handled things.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So give us some background just on Matt Duffy. I mean, he's only drafted in 2012, so it's not like he's been around forever. 18th rounder out of the 2012 draft. So what was he being groomed as coming up through the minor leagues if he hadn't played third base very much?
Yeah, mostly second base, but the Giants have Joe Panik, so his path was blocked there. I mean, he has played shortstop, but, you know, there's Brandon Crawford there, so, you know, it just, things opened up, the third base possibility opened up this year, and, you know, he took it and grabbed it. He's, you know, he's listed at 6'2", 170. He's probably actually 6'1", 160. You know, he's just one of the skinniest guys you'll ever see. But when he gets in the, as corny as it sounds, when he gets in the batter's box and swings the bat, he gains a couple dozen pounds of muscle. He is stronger, as Bruce Bochy said. He really is stronger than he looks. You know how, Allison, maybe you've seen it before, guys working a hitting drill, they'll go on the field and they'll put the ball on a tee and swing, you know. I mean, everybody knows about, you know, hitting off a tee, maybe in a batting cage. But so right. Sometimes they'll hit off a tee, you know, in the actual, ballpark. I guess this helps see how far the ball goes and where it travels and stuff like that.
Right.
But the hitter's generating all his own, you know, force because the ball's on the tee. So a couple of weeks ago, I saw Matt Duffy hit a home run
wow.
on a ball placed on the tee. I'm thinking, holy moly, how do you generate that much oomph, you know?
Yeah, that almost seems impossible.
he did it.
Ah, wow.
That's, I mean, that's like, you know, that's like Dave Kingman stuff, or Mark, you know, these names are, you know, bring up different images, but, you know, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, my God, you know?
That's, I mean, you would think that you just couldn't get that much momentum going on something that's just still like that. That's pretty amazing.
Well, he's just, and that's the other thing, Matt's a real student of the game. You know, he has studied his swing every which way, and he's just really confident in it. You know, he feels like if the pitcher may get me once, but he won't get me two or three times. You know, and it does seem like every game rare is a game where he doesn't have at least one good at bat when he starts. You know, he's a disciple of hitting fundamentals, and he's found what works for him.
Wow. Yeah, I think Brochi kind of outed him as being 160 pounds. talking. Like, yeah, he's only 160 pounds. Like, everyone that was writing about it said, well, he's actually listed at 170. It's very odd that you always see heights that are there's some liberties taken with guys' heights, but not normally their weight. But I guess in this kind of situation, that would be relevant.
He might be 170. We'll give him a little bit of a break, you know. His muscle's heavier, and he is, you know, as skinny as he is, you know, underneath that, you know, that skinny frame is packed with muscle, so.
Right. Yeah. Well, you don't need to be huge and brawny to be doing well in the major leagues, as he's proven. And, so good for him. So I want to talk about this Madison Bumgarner, Carlos Gomez little thing that happened recently. So what can you tell us about that? Carlos Gomez seemed to not appreciate Madison Bumgarner's condescending stare after Gomez screamed at himself for fouling off an 0-1 fastball. So give some background on this. I mean, there's often that players have to control their emotions when, like, a pitch goes by that they don't swing at and they realize that might be the only pitch that was going to be hittable, not at that, and they didn't take advantage of it. They'll get mad at themselves. And then pitchers take umbrage to that, thinking that the hitter's saying, oh, that would have such an easy pitch to hit. I can't believe I didn't try to hit it. There's all these kinds of things that go on. But Gomez was screaming at himself for fouling off, I guess, what he felt was a pitch that he should have made better contact with. Bumgarner seems to not appreciate that. So what did you make of it?
Well, for one thing, this wasn't the first time that this has happened with Madison. He doesn't like the perception. He doesn't like being shown up or the perception that he is being shown up. He's had little set twos with Jesus Guzman, formerly of the Padres, and Yasiel Puig, currently of the Dodgers, at times in the past, in the recent past. So Bum doesn't suffer. Well, I was not saying those guys are fools. But I was about to say Bum doesn't suffer fools gladly. He just, he feels like he's being made fun of or being shown up. He'll just give it right back, and he'll express his feelings either with some chin music or by stalking off the mound and, you know, just yelling at you.
Well, people certainly get their egos bruised in this game a little bit, but,
The way Bruce Bochy described it today was, Bum is very old school, and that he is. He's very old school, and he doesn't like, when he feels like he's not being respected, or a game's not being respected, he'll take umbrage.
Yeah. Well, he certainly did, and Carlos Gomez, wow, he certainly had some words, so he didn't, didn't take the politically correct route in that. He basically said, who does that guy think he is? So I'm looking forward to seeing how this progresses, because that's what the internet is for, really.
I think this is going to die a pretty quick death, because these teams do not play each other very often, and who knows? When the Brewers come to San Francisco, they may not even face each other, so who knows?
So let's talk about Matt Kane. Let's just end this on some injury updates. The Giants are having a really good month, so now we're starting to look to see that this is going to be like a dogfight to the end, probably with the Dodgers. Padres may mix themselves in a little bit, but the Giants seem to be on a roll, and they seem to be healing a little bit too. So Matt Cain, is he nearing maybe a minor league rehab assignment?
it's probably going to happen soon. Nothing was announced today, but it's heading in that direction. So the, you know, eventually they'll have some decisions to make. The rotation has been very good, you know, for most of the season, and what do they do when Matt King comes back? But that's the kind of thing, Allison, in which, as you know, things have a way of working themselves out. You know, it just seems like the baseball gods arranged to get, you know, somebody's injured or somebody's really ineffective, and, you know, when a Matt King is going to come back, and, you know, a spot seems to open up almost naturally. It's kind of funny how that works.
Totally. Well, the Giants became an extremely interesting team for better reasons than they were interesting in the first 2 weeks. First 2 weeks was because they couldn't win any games. And now they don't seem to be losing a whole lot. So we'll keep our eye on them. And thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Great.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.